Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen, across the airwaves, the country, and wherever you may be. Hope you had a great weekend. It's that time again. Brock Bucks and the Berg podcast, hosted by a brother, a mentor, and a friend to me, Tarek Brock. I mean that. In Pittsburgh, yours truly, Mark Mancini, producing this and playing a little co-host with him in Los Angeles, 347-205-9631. You can catch the archive version because it goes by quick on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, as I lay that red carpet down, put that podium in its place, hand off the mic. First of all, Tarek, how are you? Second of all, how can people get a hold of you? And third of all, do you feel like an airline stewardess? You're in San Francisco 1 minute, now you're back in Pittsburgh getting ready for the Red Sox to come in tomorrow.
Yeah, quick turnaround. Got in, you know, early this morning and stepped on the plane, so didn't go to sleep right away. Just, you know, all a part of it. It was just a wild weekend in San Francisco. Got to visit, you know, with some family out there. You can find me online, TarekBrock on Facebook, on Instagram. I just found out this because I'm hardly ever on it, but I just saw it. It's TarekBrocksr. And on Twitter, TarekSR. Oh, man, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, and you know, you come off of this road trip, and I don't like to look at negatives, 2-8. You know, I look at this, and I say to myself, there's positives to take out of this. There's a learning curve. You got to lose before you can win. I always say that. That's what toughens up. That's what becomes the character of a team, the mindset. And as we look at these last 47 games in the season, I think there's a lot to take from this and build on into 2023. What's your take on that?
I mean, there's a lot to build on, and a lot of things that we definitely get to take into next year, you know, from experiencing this year. You know, like you said, you know, our guys are going to be able to take, you know, some heartache of not being able to close out games, you know, into next year. Understanding that moving a runner over early in the game becomes huge. Scoring a runner from third with the infield in, our pitchers will learn how to, you know, stay off the center of the plate, you know, and everybody will learn how to compete with their skill set and with their tools going into next year. And so that's it, you know. And then, you know, some of our young guys will learn that in big moments to not, you know, overdo it, you know, take big swings, you know, just stay within themselves, you know, in those moments as well. So a lot of things that we get to build upon, a lot of film that we get to show our guys when teaching, you know, which we do now, but be able to use, you know, going in the spring of next year. So just a lot to take from it.
Yeah, you guys busted out with the offense yesterday, but it still wasn't enough to snag a win, but you know, the Giants came back on that ninth inning walk-off, and, you know, when I look at those walk-offs, you know, I don't know what it is, but I say to myself, gosh, those are the painful ones to lose, more so than just getting blown out in a game, but it's something you can learn on and basically move on from that. Any thought to that?
I mean, yes, like, you know, we weren't able to, you know, complete a double play ball yesterday. So, you know, we got, you know, the first, you know, first out and they wasn't able to get the second out. You know, those things become, you know, huge right there. You know, just being able to, you know, eliminate walks in certain situations, which is huge. You know, having our pitchers going, pitching the contact. It's just a lot of things that we just get to you know, take from that. You know, we ran the bases, you know, fairly well, you know, got some key stolen bases and, you know, off of a closer and doing some action. So there's a lot of things that we get to, you know, take and use and, you know, have our guys see, you know, first time we played in a situation where it was, you know, windy like that consistently, you know, for three straight days. You know, wind was blowing across, swirling winds, you know, as it is in San Francisco. You know, three flags pointing to left field, three going to right field, two dead. It was just a really good experience for our guys to be able to take in to, you know, this series coming up.
Yeah, and you look at this Giants series, you know, they honored the, I guess, the 2012 champs there. That must have been something on Saturday.
Yeah, it was good. You get to see, you know, some coaches and some players there and to just hear their experience and you know, just things that they went through, you know, on their journey to it. And it was good for our players to see it. Like, man, you know, here it's just not about, you know, surviving, but it's going to compete for, you know, a championship, you know, compete to, you know, win pennants and things like that. And when you do those special things that you get recognized and, you know, get to come back and just share those moments again, relive those moments again, rather, with your teammates and the fan base. So, you know, hopefully it was inspiring for our guys and, you know, something that they'll look forward to, you know, working towards being a part of.
How was the restaurants in San Francisco? Did you take in some nice stuff from the Stinkin' Rose and stuff like that, or?
You know, I really didn't get out that much. It was the end of the road trip. We experienced some weather, you know, on all three, you know, places. Just windy and cold that was there. I took my son to, you know, Sears Diner for breakfast, one of the most
there
famous places there to eat. And he really got to enjoy it. The portions were great. And so, you know, that was just good there. So that was probably the main one that we took in, you know, while we were there.
Yeah, I know. Some of these places, I'll tell you, you go in there and you'll get yourself an omelet or something, and you'll find out the darn bill is like $40 on an omelet. But you guys haven't got to New York yet either.
No, we're there for a week, so that'll definitely be a fun experience right there.
Yeah, California tax. an off day in Pittsburgh. You get back, and I always appreciate you getting up early and doing this. And I know next Monday I got a doctor's appointment. I'm saying to myself, gosh, I might have to get up at 5 to do this in Los Angeles. But I always appreciate you doing this. The off day in Pittsburgh, it's a 9-game homestand. You get the Red Sox, who are still in contention for a playoff spot, the Reds that are just above you, and then you get a Brave team coming in. This homestand is really, really intriguing. I'm sure the Red Sox Nation will be out going against the, you know, the Pirate faithful and everything. And what are you looking for in this homestand? And let's start with the off day. That's nice just to relax, get back in that Eastern time zone. What's that going to be like today?
Today, looking forward to, you know, just going over and seeing the Steelers practice. You know, something just looking forward to doing, watching how they go about, you know, preparing for a season, tap into some of that energy with a little bit of prep work going into, you know, to Boston series. Haven't seen them, you know, since spring training, but of course, spring training, everybody's getting ready and just getting ready for this 3-game series. And then also getting ready for Atlanta to come back in, retouching those guys in as well. And then after that, just relaxing a little bit. Like you said, you know, back on the Eastern time zone, so everything is, you know, sped up a little bit and just going from there. So just catching up a little bit, things around the house as well, and then, you know, getting ready for a 3-game set.
Yeah, and when you look at the Steelers, I was watching that game a little on Saturday against the Seahawks. They won that game. But there's a little I think Mike Tomlin is up the ante there. If, I guess, some of these defensive guys or something do something good, or they can hold these teams down. I guess lobsters and crab legs are out where they don't get the regular food. So, boy, is that inspiring to know that these guys are going to start to hit a little harder now to get those crab legs and lobster dinners.
Anything to set a tone. defensively to help your team out, which would be pretty good. But it also would help sharpen up and, you know, your offense if you're able to hold them, especially going against each other, you know, day in and day out, you know, during spring. During training camp. So it'll be really good to just, you know, see that, you know, for a couple hours and then, you know, head back into town and, you know, just continue to enjoy the off day.
Yeah, the AFC is going to look like a SEC. I don't want to say the NFC is going to look like the Big Sky Conference, but boy almighty, that AFC is going to be a dogfight with all these teams jockeying for position trying to get in the playoffs.
You know, especially with those young quarterbacks, man. I mean, that's going to be tough right there. I think, you know, every game is, you know, will be significant. And it just depends on who can win, you know, while on the road. I think that becomes the biggest thing. Who can win, you know, on the road, you know? Can somebody go into Buffalo and win a game? Going to Kansas City to win a game, you know? Will Baltimore, you know, travel well, you know, and go and play some games, and that's it. And then also when you got the teams coming east, you know, how would that fare? You know, Oakland comes out and plays Baltimore. You know, I don't know the schedule, but I just know, you know, going coast to coast is tough.
And the Steelers, I think, have the least traveled of anybody in the league. Last year they had the toughest schedule, but I'm sure you'll be back there if you're not out here. Tampa Bay comes through Pittsburgh. I think it's week 6. So Brady comes back into the Berg. That should be interesting, to say the least. And as we move on here with about 4 minutes left in this great thing, this day gives us the top 5 left fielders of all time. And I know Friday we'll do the center fielders. But Barry Bonds, to me, was the absolute best. I've got him on the thing, and unbelievable, most feared hitter, and people can say what they want about him, but boy almighty, was he demonstrated, as far as pregame and everything, just the power structure of this guy. I got Dusty Baker, Joe Rudy, Ted Williams, and Ricky Henderson. Missing my cut, Tim Raines and Jim Rice.
That's a tough one. Excuse me. So I'm gonna go and just flip the order of your top two. I'm gonna go with Ricky Henderson, which is really good. Barry Bonds, which is good. I'm gonna throw a really old school cat in there for me, and I'm gonna go with, you know, Teddy Ballgame, Ted Williams on there, and then I'm gonna go with my outfield coach, who was just tremendous in helping me, in Billy Williams, which was really, really good.
Yeah.
And then because, you know, I live in the 412 now, I'm going to throw Willie Stargell in there.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to go with one young guy that just retired just a little while ago, who was a first baseman in Kansas City but moved to left field, Alex Gordon.
Yeah.
He's a really good defender. I saw him live and in person run down balls. I'm like, man, this is, this is a really good one right there. And then I'm going to go, like, just missing the cut. If I would go 5A, which would be Lou Brock for me, is definitely one. And then one more that I was thinking about, Jim Rice would miss the cut. For me as well, man. But it's tough. This one was really tough for me right here.
Yeah, that's a good one. Hey, we got a comment coming in from a guy from McKeesport. Joe said, does Ben Gamble and Brad Marsh, are they separated at birth? They both look the same.
You know, it'd be funny, like, hopefully, like, if during that series they can get together and take a picture. It looks more like the before and after since Ben kind of, you know, shaved down his beard a little bit and cut his hair. So that'll be a really good one right there.
you know, I got a good buddy, and we talk. It's been a while since I talked to him, but a good Johnny Damon you can throw in there, too.
you know, Johnny Damon, you could throw in another hitter that was really good was, you know, Manny Ramirez. I mean, this guy,
yeah,
you know, wasn't great defensively, but he can hit. You know, that's a part of it as well.
Yeah.
I remember in L.A. they had Manny Wood out there for him.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'll tell you one thing. When you do get to Philly, let's see if we can get that pickup. Gamble and Marsh, I'll tell you, and you can almost have them as cowboys. Put some black hats on them, give them a holster and everything. They'd fit right in with some of these movies they're shooting out here in L.A.
Totally agree with that.
Oh, I can't wait to reconvene Friday from Pittsburgh as the Reds come to town. Let everybody know how they can get a hold of you, my friend.
Man, on Facebook, TarrickBrock, first name, first and last name. On Instagram, it's first and last name, followed by SR for senior, TarrickBrockSR. And on Twitter, TarrickSR, man. Wow, just hope everybody has a good week, you know, coming off of a great weekend, man, and be safe out there. Love your loved ones, man, and be great.
Yeah, what Tarek's not telling you, he's going to go play for the Steelers, too. He's going to be the next Bo Jackson. He's going to replace Juju Schuster there. So you can catch him at St. Vincent's today out there, out there with the Steelers during the off day.
Yeah, I'm just not taking no hits, though. Like I'm
No hits.
Jersey on.
Okay, for Tarrick Brock out there on an off day in the Berg, so blessed to have him each year and every week talking to him on Mondays and Fridays. Yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles. Catch it Friday from Pittsburgh as the Reds come to town. Second team and three coming into Pittsburgh on the 9-game homestand. We'll talk to you then from Pittsburgh on Friday. Have a blessed one.